You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Bloomberg Index Services on Monday proposed including Indian government securities in its emerging market local currency index from September, a move that could lead to billions of dollars of capital inflows into the country. This comes 4 months after the inclusion of Indian gilts in JP Morgan's EM index. After the announcement, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the action could channelize $23 billion in foreign capital flows into India. The RBI introduced G-Secs that were exempt from foreign investment restrictions under fully accessible route in April 2020. As a result, the Indian FAR bonds will be included in the EM local currency indices with an initial weight of 20% of their full market value in September 2024. Next up, there has been a rising call to boycott the Maldives as a travel destination by Indians across social media platforms, but domestic airlines are not looking to reduce flights to the island nation yet. Bookings to the popular tourist destination for Indians, however, have taken a major hit after derogatory remarks by some Maldives ministers made against India and PM Narendra Modi. But there have not been any cancellations of flights by the domestic carriers. Full-service carrier Vistara's Chief Commercial Officer Deepak Rajawat said on Monday that the airlines has not cancelled any flight to the Maldives so far and will monitor the demand. We will have to monitor it in a week or so. In other news, the GMR Group-owned Delhi International Airports has won an arbitration against the State-owned Airports Authority of India over revenue sharing during the pandemic period of March 19, 2020 to February 28, 2022. Sources said the tribunal's directive entails a refund of Rs 500 crore from AAI and a waiver of Rs 1,800 crore payment to the authority. According to a regulatory filing by the GMR Group, tribunal has also ruled that the concession agreement, which gives it the right to operate the airport till 2036 and shall be extended by 1 year and 11 months. AAI is likely to challenge the award. Additionally, India's mutual fund assets crossed the Rs 50 trillion mark for the first time in December 2023, hitting Rs 50.77 trillion, data from the Association of Mutual Funds in India showed. In a sign of how much more comfortable Indians are today investing their money rather than simply saving it, inflows into systematic investment plans, SIPs, touched another new high of Rs 17,611 crore in December 2023. Rashesh Shah, Chairman Edelweiss Group, observed that even at a level of $50 trillion, we are less than 1% of the global AUM. We have a long way to go, but the success of the SIP should sustain, Shah told the Financial Express. Moreover, the two-day Tamil Nadu Global Investors Meet has led to investment commitments to the tune of Rs 6.64 trillion in the state, with a potential job generation of 26.9 million. The second day of GIM saw big-ticket investment proposals from Tata Power Renewable Energy, which has committed a total investment of Rs 70,000 crore in various sites and four MOUs from Adani Group of Companies, aggregating investment promises of Rs 42,768 crore, Semcorp's Rs 36,238 crore, Leap Green Energy's Rs 17,400 crore, and Chennai Petroleum Corporation Limited's Rs 17,000 crore. Other investment commitments include Saint-Gobain's Rs 3,400 crore, Royal Enfield's Rs 3,000 crore, Sify Technologies Rs 2,500 crore, Microsoft India's Rs 2,740 crore, and Stellantis EV's Rs 2,000 crore. In good news for the aviation sector, the exponential growth of international traffic to and from India has the potential for further induction of wide-body aircraft by domestic airlines, Boeing India President Salil Gupta told EFI. As the world's third-largest civil aviation market, India's fleet is set to nearly quadruple in size by 2041 compared to 2019, Gupta said. With this expansion, India-based airlines have a significant opportunity to capture their fair share in international markets, especially to the US, Canada, Europe and Australia, he added. Currently, on India-US routes, Indian carriers account for less than 20% of the total market, in contrast to peer markets like China and Japan, where home-based airlines dominate a much larger share of air traffic. Lastly, here are stocks to watch for today. GIFT Nifty traded up by 126.50 points, or 0.59% at 21,703, indicating positive opening for domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. Previously on Monday, the NSE Nifty 50 dipped 197.80 points or 0.91% to settle at 21,513, while the BSE Sensex ended lower by 670.93 points or 0.93% to 71,355.22. Nifty ended the day close to its support at 21,500, and the short-term 14-day moving average accompanied by a bearish engulfing candlestick pattern. This indicates a change in market sentiment. If 21,500 is breached in closing figures, Nifty may move towards the next support level at 21,200. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.